Okay, so what I'd like you to do is find a comfy spot. Relax into the chair, the sofa, the bed, wherever you lay. And just take a few moments to focus on your breath, breathing either in through your nose, in through your mouth, whatever works for you, whatever feels natural, calming, comforting. Breathing, most importantly, really slow. Follow that breath in. Nice and deep down into your ribs. And when you've taken a full deep breath in, take another sip of air in. See if you can fit more in. And then let that breath go. Let it all out super slow. All the way out. Slowly focusing on the breath, focusing on the movement of the air. And as you're focusing on your breath, you're focusing on grounding yourself into the moment you're in. The breath is your pathway to this moment, so that you can let go of whatever worries you had earlier today, a moment ago, yesterday. You can let them go. You can let go of worries about the next hour, tomorrow, what'll happen. And you can simply be in this moment, reusing your breath to help bring you back to this moment. Just simply focusing on the rhythm of the breath, nice and deep and slow, in and out. So using the breath to bring you back to this moment, and using the exhalation to let go of tension, let go of tightness. Let your shoulders drop down. Let your tummy release. Let your jaw loosen. Wherever you typically carry your pressure, your stress, notice it in your body and breathe it out. Let it go. Feel your feet on the floor or the backs of your legs against the bed or the sofa, wherever you lay. If it's your feet on the floor, feel each toe, the big toe. Feel it against the floor. Feel the second toe, really focusing on the second toe on both feet. The third, the fourth, and the baby toe on both feet. Feel the outside of the foot making contact with the floor. The heel making contact with the floor. The pad of the foot behind the toes, making foot contact with the floor. And then just sense and imagine all the sensations in your feet as it contacts the floor. If instead you happen to be lying down, focus on the sensation of your heels touching the furniture, be it the bed or the sofa. Notice what that feels like. The calves touching the furniture. Your hamstrings. Your lower back. Your upper back. And in your mind, just imagine those parts of your body. Feel that part of your body in its entirety. See it, feel it, step out of it. Good. So the breath is used to increase your awareness of the moment you're in by focusing on the tactile sensations. Your body makes contact with the floor or the furniture to bring you into this moment, to bring you into your breath, and to use your exhalation to just let go. letting go of tightness, tension in the shoulders. Letting go of tightness and tension in the chest, if that's where you usually carry it. And you can notice if there's tightness and tension there by just simply taking a deep breath in. And then let it go with purpose. Let it go with intention, a desire to let go, to release stress, to let it go. You don't need it in your body right now. You can release it. Letting go of tightness and tension in your jaw. You can let it go. You don't need it right now. Opening your jaw, moving it around. Moving your tummy around to see if you're clenching. Any points of tension you usually carry. Good. So use your breath just to bring yourself back into this moment. And this moment is all where the living is. We make yesterday from this moment. This moment is where life is made. And as you learn to bring yourself back into this moment, you can remind yourself of three very important messages. And I'll repeat them to you, and then I want you to repeat them to yourself. Right here, right now, in this very moment, I am safe. And just repeating that quietly to yourself. And it's true. Right here, right now, you are safe. Everything's okay. You are safe. Right here. Right now. Right here, right now, everything is okay. And it actually is okay. Yes, you have some residual anxiety and some fatigue, but it's okay. You're okay. There's nothing wrong. There's no illnesses. You're capable, fully employed. Everything is okay. So repeating that quietly to yourself, right here, right now, everything is okay. And the last one is right here, right now, everything will be okay. How do you know that? You create tomorrow from today, from this moment. So is that true? Is the best you can know it? Right here, right now, everything will be okay? You can honestly say yes, because that's what you know right now. So right here, right now, everything will be okay. So I'm going to say those again together. Right here, right now, I am safe. Right here, right now, everything is okay. Right here, right now, everything will be okay. And just quietly repeat with me. Right here, right now, I am safe. Right here, right now, everything is okay. And right here, right now, everything will be okay. And again, right here, right now, I am okay. Right here, right now, everything is okay. Right here, right now, everything will be okay. Now, as I'm quiet, I want you to repeat those to yourself at least 5 times. Eat the set of them, the 3, together 5 times. And feel your voice, feel your conviction, the strength of those words getting stronger as they resonate in your mind. As you know and realize it is true. I'll be quiet now. Good. And when you're finished, just bring your awareness again to the places of contact between your body and the furniture. Notice if there's anything different. Notice if your awarenesses are different. If you can sense more contact. The sensations feel different where the points of contact between the body and the floor or the furniture. If anything feels different, heavier, lighter, bigger, smaller. If you notice different sensations, it's more texturized. Whatever you notice, just see if there's any differences. You've done a lot of work in therapy, and none of us are ever done with self-improvement. But one of the hardest things to learn is patience. It's kindness to ourselves, compassion to ourselves, patience with ourselves. Those are some of the hardest things to learn, especially when we didn't learn them growing up, when it wasn't demonstrated. For every human, criticism, judgment, negativity comes way easier. It comes easier. We pay attention to it more just naturally. Going way back to the caveman, it's intricately connected with survival. So negativity, judgment, criticism, we pay attention to more easily. We listen to more seriously. It resonates louder. But it's not the truth. It serves a purpose to keep us part of a community, to acculturate us so we belong. It helps us learn to assimilate, to learn, to adapt, to evolve. But it's only a part of the picture. But we don't learn the rest. We don't learn patience, kindness, and compassion. And that's actually what keeps us as a community together. That's what binds friendships, keeps communities of friends together, work colleagues together. It's the kindness, compassion, tolerance, patience we show one another. That's what keeps us together. Judgment, criticism doesn't keep us together. It's the love, it's the tolerance, it's the acceptance, kindness. That's what keeps us together. That's what feeds our hope. That's what keeps us going. But it's not the stuff we learn. So what I want you to do is work on pecking yourself with kindness. And peck is known by the acronym P-E-K. So the P stands for positivity and patience. So I want to show you to peck yourself with positivity. When the critic wants to beat you down, when the old habits want to resurface instead, you're going to ask yourself, what can I say to myself right now that's positive? And the E stands for encouragement. How can you be more encouraging to yourself? How can you inspire yourself with encouragement? You took this job because part of you knew you could do it. That's the wise part of you encouraging you. You didn't take this job because you thought you were a failure and you couldn't do it. You took it because you knew you could do it. You're up for the challenge. You're a smart lady. So positivity, patience, encouragement, and the K in PEC stands for kindness. Show yourself a little kindness, grace, compassion, understanding. Kindness embraces all those. To be compassionate with yourself, you have to be kind. To be tolerant with yourself, you have to be kind. So you know you can be more patient, more positive. So right now, in little ways, today, tomorrow, the next day, I want you to think of, quietly to yourself, 5 ways you can demonstrate to yourself, you can say to yourself, 5 things that are more positive. Think about that now. 5 specific things that you can say to yourself that are more positive. And as you practice this exercise, those 5 things will develop more solidly, more firmly, with more resonance. You'll believe them more. You'll be able to repeat them to yourself. But wherever you are, whether it's just getting off a call, answering an email, I want you to always reflect. How can I now be more positive with myself? What can I tell myself about that call, about that email, that's positive? I want that to become part of your regular, daily, internal dialogue so that it'll drown out the negative critic, the judgment, the stuff that doesn't serve you. So peck yourself with positivity. And now, encouragement is really important. We need to give it to ourselves. Our friends can sometimes be encouraging. They can sometimes be positive. And it's meaningful. And it's important. And our bosses. But we most importantly need to give that encouragement to ourselves. Changing that negative dialogue, I can't do it, to I am doing it and I can do it. So right now, as I'm quiet, think of 5 encouraging things you could say to yourself today, tomorrow, and the next day about you as a person, as an employee, as a friend, just quietly to yourself. What are 5 encouraging things you could say? Good. Now the K in PEC stands for kindness. And as I mentioned, kindness encompasses patience. It encompasses tolerance, compassion, acceptance. So kindness encompasses patience, compassion, tolerance, and acceptance. None of us are perfect. We all make mistakes every single day. And we endeavor to try not make the same ones, to learn and to grow. But it's an endeavor, not a promise. So right now, as I'm quiet, I want you to think of at least five things that you could say to yourself that would demonstrate more kindness, compassion, acceptance, tolerance, and patience. What are those five things? You know, I know, I see it every day. Change takes time. And to persevere in that for the next 80 years, it takes patience. It takes honesty. It takes compassion. It takes positivity and encouragement. Change takes time. Our old familiar habits will pop up. Even when we least expect it, they are strong. They're familiar. They're negative, and because they're negative, they're powerful. Yes, being more compassionate, kind, patient, that's more powerful in the long run. But it's not as immediately evident. Nor does it evoke the same feelings in our body that judgment and criticism do. We feel that anxiety, sadness, and overwhelm when we judge, when we're critical. We feel it immediately. We don't feel the compassion and kindness, patience and tolerance as immediately. So in a sense, it evokes more of a response. It doesn't mean it's better. So with change, change takes patience. To know that old habits will resurface, and that's okay. They catch us all off guard. And we think, well, how did I get here again? Oh my God, I thought I figured this out. All that stuff. It's only because they're so bloody strong and familiar. So when we get there, we just go, okay, I slipped up. I went back to some old habits. What do I need to do? I need to peck myself with positivity, encouragement, and kindness. Peck myself with positivity, encouragement, and kindness. Knowing I can overcome this hump, I'll put it behind me, and I'll remember that I did it. And it'll be more in the forefront of my mind. Yes, I may slip up again, and that will happen, and that's okay. But you will peck yourself with more positivity, encouragement, and kindness. The path of change is not linear. It's up and down, takes side steps back and forth. The things we learn, we sometimes forget. Sometimes they stick with us, sometimes we forget them. In times of stress, it's harder to remember those things. It takes time and patience. It takes compassion, tolerance, and acceptance to keep moving on. Take another step. Accept that we slipped up, but we can fix it. With positivity, encouragement, and kindness. You have the ability to be positive and patient. You are with others. You have the skills. You have the awareness of its importance. You know its value. You have the awareness, ability to be encouraging with others. You know its value. You have the awareness of the value of kindness, which encompasses compassion, tolerance, acceptance, and patience. You know the importance. You do it on a daily basis for others. So it's just a matter of turning it inwards for yourself, showing it to you. You're going through a major life change. Taking on a new job, new learning, new schedule, more isolation. Everything about your life has changed in the last 3 months. It would seem to me a little bit of patience, compassion, tolerance, and acceptance is necessary. You've, in very short order, been through the busiest time of the year after only having been there for a short period of time. It seems to me a little bit of patience, acceptance, tolerance, compassion, positivity, and encouragement is necessary. You're getting positive feedback. Your work is being scrutinized in a way it wasn't before. And you're doing really well. I think a little bit of positivity, encouragement, and kindness is in order. You're doing really well. You're succeeding. And as you keep showing yourself more positivity, more encouragement, more kindness, and this becomes your habit, you will notice how you will soar to great heights. So ask yourself, will you make a commitment to yourself to be more nurturing of patience? And if the answer is yes, make that commitment to yourself now. I will nurture more patience with myself. Make that commitment and feel it. And as you imagine nurturing patience, also imagine the things that could be different if you did that. If you were more patient with yourself, more positive, what would be different? Ask yourself, will you nurture encouragement? And if the answer is yes, make that commitment to yourself. I will nurture encouragement. And if you're more encouraging, what are some of the things, small and large, that would be different? Now ask yourself, will you nurture kindness? And kindness is compassion, tolerance, acceptance, and patience. Will you nurture kindness? And if the answer is yes, make that commitment to yourself. I will nurture kindness. And if your answer is yes, what will be different when you're more kind to yourself, more compassionate, more tolerant, more accepting? The road to good things is never easy. It takes time. And because it takes time, it takes patience. Because it takes patience, it takes encouragement. And because it takes encouragement, it takes that kindness, compassion, and tolerance. There'll be hurdles, there'll be sidesteps, there'll be challenges. And that's okay. That's as it goes. But using patience, positivity rather, encouragement and kindness will help you along the way. Help you overcome the hurdles, sidestep, go over, around, eliminate them. And it'll help you persevere. So take a few moments to notice how you feel in your body and how, what emotions feel different, how your outlook may feel different, sense of self may feel different. And as you practice this exercise, I want you to keep some notes what comes out of each practice. Practice it at least daily, once a day, if not twice. And keep notes about the changes. Just a paragraph or two about what you noticed, the experience was, and what was different. Each and every time, it'll be different in some way. So take a few moments to come back to your body, come back to the room, and then when you're ready, you can open your eyes.